So first of all, very good afternoon to everyone and good morning, Dr. Alberto and Professor Lohani. It is our pleasure that we have launches our first Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics. Happy New Year to everyone as well. So today is the first day that our first issue at Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics has been launched. The first issue consists of 6 articles, and the handling editor of those articles are from our editorial board. Their continuous help and support, and the support of Professor Tarun Kumar Lohani, who is our editorial editor in chief. So, from his support and confidence on us, we have going on right path. And now, without any much delay, I would like to introduce our guest speaker today. So the first speaker would be Professor Tarun Kumar Lohani from Urbanish University, Ethiopia. His specialization is water resource technology, and he is working as a professor at Urbanish University Water Resource Technology Department. We have Professor Assistant Professor Dr. Alberto Gracia Penas from Spain. He is working in Department of Mechanical Sciences. He has an expertise in polymers, and with his support, we are having to be going to be launch our new next issue on the material science. And we have Dr. Prashant Singh Rana from Thapar University. He is assistant professor at Thapar University, specialization in machine learning and artificial intelligence. And we have Dr. Ashutosh and Dr. Vishal Jagota from our editorial board members. And soon we are going to join with Dr. Gaurav Dhiman from Government Bikram College, who is also the guest speaker today. Without much delay, I would like to ask Professor Tarun Kumar Lohani to share his views. He is the editor in chief of Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics. Professor Lohani. Yes, Professor Lohani, are you there? Okay, maybe his internet connectivity. Because of his internet connectivity, he is lost, so he might be joined in a few moments. So I would like to ask Dr. Alberto Gracia Penas.
Okay, so good morning. So well, at least good morning from Spain, because here is a little bit early in comparison with India. So thanks a lot for this kind invitation. So I'd like to introduce myself. So as assistant professor of University Carlos III of Madrid, where I'm teaching and doing research in several fields. First of all, I carry out my PhD in the Spanish National Research Council, and then I started working in the Senyi University along 2.5 years in several research lines like biopolymers. Furthermore, I carry out some stays in Germany in different institutions, Portugal and China. So I work in different research groups without links, and probably that is the reason why I am working in different research lines. And also I mix some of them, as I will explain later along this presentation. Specifically, I would like to thank the invitation to this journal as associate editor, which is a nice opportunity. This is a great opportunity where we can share the importance of interdisciplinary research. From the beginning, science started working without restrictions and trying to explain the world through a global standpoint. Then humanity, step by step, collected the knowledge in a great library. And then it was necessary to classify this knowledge in subjects, research lines, and different points. But regrettably, we lost that point. I mean, at the global standpoint. Today, new technologies give us the chance to share and learn from many sides. For that reason, these kind of journals open a new perspective in science. Now, from my side, so I can explain why the interdisciplinary research is important. So I started working on science and specifically in the functionalization of silica structure through the OH groups with organometallic compounds. The idea was related to try to avoid the growth of cancer cells after destruction of a tumor, and using our materials as fillers with anti-tumor activity. I mean, we try to do something like in situ chemotherapy. After some years, during my postdoc, where I changed the research line, I started the preparation of polymers, specifically smart polymers, and we incorporate some dopamine groups, in this case, dopamine methacrylamide, in random copolymers with N isopropyl acrylamide. We use this monomer because its lower critical solution temperature is close to the body temperature. And this is pretty interesting in case that we want to devise a new kind of devices for biomedical applications. So I observed that those DOPA group exhibit OH groups, as I saw in the silica structures. The point was that I could functionalize the OH groups with organometallic compounds for a new smart devices in this case, like I tried to do with the silica structure, but in this case, I could modulate the final response. So I prepared a project to the China's Postdoctoral Science Foundation, and I was awarded, and also I received the recognition of a hospital in the north of China, which is specialized in implants. So there are better examples that could justify that if we try to combine our knowledge and work together from different fields, and we can get important results that could change our thinking and improve the science, retrieving the goal, the global standpoint of view. This journal is a good example about engineering science and mathematics. We are using the language of mathematics to try to explain the science, and we applied that knowledge through engineering. I invite you to submit your manuscript in this journal, where we can grow together, improving our world. So, and that is from everything from my side. So, thanks a lot for your kind invitation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Alberto. So, Dr. Alberto has told us about the importance of the multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary research in the field of science, engineering, and mathematics. We too believe that collaborative work in the field of engineering, science, and mathematics makes us, the future research. And the future research would be very much great if we going through like this, like if we combine all those things all together. Dr. Abdullah is with us. He is the scientific director, Arbamish University, and I would like Dr. Abdullah to share his views on it. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Mohammed Shabazz, for inviting me. At least, let me introduce you. First of all, I would like to forward my appreciation to Dr. Mohammed Shabazz for inviting me in to participate in this type of event. At least, let me introduce you at least a short biography of myself. My name is Abdullah Kamal. I have a BSc degree in hydraulic engineering from Arba Minch University, and then my MSc degree in hydraulic and hydropower engineering at the same university. Then after, I left this university for my third degree study to Germany. Then I did my PhD in Germany at Technical University of Munich in Germany. In 2013, then after, immediately I completed my PhD study, I returned back to my home country, and currently I'm working in Arba Minch University as a senior instructor and senior researcher. In addition to that, I'm also working as a scientific director of Arba Minch Water Technology Institute. At least to give you some highlight about Arba Minch University, Currently, in our university, we do have more than 33,000 students, of course, in different fields. We do have around 97 first degree program, 96 second degree program, and more than 23 third degree programs. Out of this one, the Water Technology Institute hosting around 6 different PhD programs and 13 different MSc programs. In addition to this one, we are also hosting around 4 different water engineering programs. Moreover to this one, according to Ethiopian government, Arba Minch University is the first generation university, and by the government of Ethiopia, the university is also selected as a research university. Currently, totally in our university, the government of Ethiopia selected 10 universities as a research university. So most of the time, the government wants us to be focused these 10 universities, especially in offering postgraduate studies like master degree, postgraduate degree. In order to make this successful, for instance, Arba Minch University is selected to host around 3 water engineerings as a priority area. For example, groundwater engineering is a priority area, and where the government of Ethiopia already developed a big project which will be funded by Ministry of Science and Higher Education. And mainly in the coming 5 years, we are expected to graduate around 300 PhD graduates only in this project, only in the selected project. One of the selected project is groundwater engineering. The other one is irrigation engineering. The third one is water supply and sanitary engineering. So, of course, most probably we will add also hydraulic engineering. So in these 4 fields, in the coming 5 years, we are expected to graduate around 300 students in PhD level. So most of these PhD students will do a research, especially a research they should publish in a reputable journal, a journal which is indexed like Scopus and Web of Science or PubMed, like that. So this type of forum, I think it will have an impact, or it will have an added value, especially for our students to make successful even our student to publish in a journal and so forth. In addition to that, at least to give you some highlight, our institute, especially Water Technology Institute, have 2 journals. One of the journal is Sustainable Water Resource Symposium Proceeding. I think the volume of this proceeding is around 19. For the last 19 years, we were publishing symposium papers which were presented on this symposium. Additionally, we do have also one journal of Ethiopian Journal of Water Science and Technology. This will also one journal which is hosted by our institute. When I come to collaboration work, as a collaborator in our university, especially Water Technology Institute has a lot of national and international collaborators who are engaged in research, who are engaged in different development projects and so forth. For instance, at least to give you some in a national collaboration that we have with Ministry of Water, Irrigation and Energy with our country, we do have a very good collaboration. Basin Development Authority, so many design and construction offices also, we do have a very good collaboration. In addition to this one, with international organizations, we have a lot of collaborations like GIZ, many German universities, including Technical University of Munich. We have so many professors there also, with NEFIC, and with different professors who are found also in India. Because in our university, we do have so many Indian professors. So we have a very good relation with different Indian professors. So when I come to this, especially the journal that we are going to launch today, so this journal will have really a very good and added value, especially to our students. We hope that it will be indexed in a short period of time with Scopus or Web of Index. So if that is the case, many of our students will have also an access to publish in this journal. When I come to some challenges, of course, regarding to this multidisciplinary approach issue, for example, this engineering science and mathematics combination is really very important. Typically, when I come to Urban Water Technology Institute, our institute has a very good engineering background. So, if we collaborate, those who have a very good background in mathematics, science. So,
thank you very much, Dr. Abdullah, for your kind words. Now, I would like to ask Dr. Prashant Singh Rana to share your views about the collaborative work in the field of engineering, science, and mathematics.
Good evening and happy new year to all. Shabal, I am audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Okay. I would like to thank Dr. Shahbaz for inviting me. Very brief, short, brief bio about myself. I am Dr. Prashant Singh Rana, presently working as assistant professor in Thapar University, Patiala, Punjab. So first of all, I would like to congrats all the team member on the very first issue at Journal of Science, Engineering and Mathematics. So as we need to give our insights on the topic, challenges and scope of emerging domain in interdisciplinary. As per my experience in interdisciplinary research area, the availability of the data set is very limited. There are many domains other than audio, video and images, because right now most of the researches are only focuses on these topics, medical images, video processing, audio processing. And there are other domains we need to explore, such as fluid dynamics, biomechanical modeling, business modeling, fault tolerance, even material sciences, drug discovery, and many more. So being as I'm working in machine learning and deep learning area, so my research is focused completely on applied domain. Means we got some data, we build some machine learning model, we find which model is performing very well, and finally we develop the web services so that other person can also use that. So being as a computation background, all the domain, there are many domains so that these areas should also explore. Now for generating the data sets, there are many modeling and simulation softwares such as ANSYS, AnyLogic, OpenSim and many more. So first we need to explore these softwares to get the domain knowledge. After that, generate the data set by using modeling and simulation, so that we can apply machine learning or deep learning to find the best possible model which performing very well. Then finally, we need to deploy the model also. Because till now, what happened, a model is developed and that is just uploaded to the GitHub repository. But I'm requesting all of you, if you develop a machine learning model, then we need to deploy so that other person can also use that. And this interdisciplinary areas such as fluid dynamics, material sciences are nowadays working on these domains. So integrating the domain knowledge with the machine learning and deep learning and AI and the data science, so that will be produce a very good research. So first and finally, I would like to thanks and congrats and good luck to the complete team. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rana. And I hope in future you will also help us in flourishing the journal, and the research from your side will also come in future. So now I would like to ask Professor Tarun Kumar Lohani, Editor-in-Chief, to introduce the Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics and officially launch the first issue of the JESM. Yes, Professor Lohani.
It's a very good afternoon to one and all. This is the Editor-in-Chief. So before going in details regarding the launching of the journal, let me brief a short note on what about interdisciplinary research is. Research has been progressing in one direction since centuries, till Thomas Kuhn in 1962 suggested for interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary research. Focusing on various problems related to the academic community by existing paradigms and adopting rapid methods and filling the gaps, refuting the existing hypothesis, the research has changed drastically. Interdisciplinary research constitutes a major mechanism that supports contemporary models of phenomena of interest. But in recent years, scientific revolution has enforced different disciplines to come closer and find a strategic output from the research field, shouldering one to the other. Innovative advances in science has promoted the development of new communities that has fostered change and defined progress in diverse ways. Gigantic growth of computer science and engineering and its multifaceted application in all the fields has changed the research scenario across the globe. The same research is no more nowadays. It has been diversified, it has been enhanced, it has been integrated, and a lot of new research has been invented. Looking at all the above circumstances, a group of bright, dynamic, like-minded, learned, and academicians from various countries and continents thought of assembling together in engineering, science, and mathematics, from which an infant product has come out with flying colors into the world of journals known as JESM, that is a Journal of Engineering, Science, and Mathematics. Beautifully designed, shouldering the Nobel cause, a group of academicians dare to challenge the entire community of journals, and we have generated a platform for all disciplinary researchers into a one single platform. With a clear-cut transparency, the team has made up of their mind to index this journal into Scopus in a few couple of months, providing qualitative, quantitative, plagiarism-free, and innovative research manuscripts to the intellectual community. We need blessings and best wishes from each corner of the world to fulfill our long dream in a short span of time with hard work, dedication, and community. Overall, in due course of time, we have sleepless night to bring this journal into the world of journals and match them into each individual atoms and parasites to bring it to a great success. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Professor Lohani. Thank you very much for sharing and enlightening the Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics. Okay, so at the end, I would like to ask Melkamu Thashom to share the vote of thanks and close this meeting. Melkamu.
It gives me immense pleasure to both of us, first issue in the world, to all in this online meeting. I would like to thank Professor Alvarani, who is the editor of Journal tariff science and mathematics for his immense contribution in bringing this journal to the front. And also, Mahmoud Shahbaz Dervis, our graduate, and within the same. I keep all regards our indebtedness to the guest speakers and the members of the editorial of the Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics, Dr. Indira Abdullah, Dr. Prasad Singh. Of course, the information was Board of Iman, Dr. Alberto Prasad. And lastly, I would like to thank all the professionals and the people who participated in this inaugural ceremony. And finally, I'd like to say thank you very much. Happy Christmas to all of you.
Thank you very much to everybody. And please read all the articles of the first issue of Journal of Engineering Science and Mathematics. And we are hoping that we'll get the article from all of you people across the globe. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Pani sir, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pani sir. So thank you everybody to join us.
Thank you, Lohani sir. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for being here. Thank you very much, Professor Swan.
Congrats to all team, Dr. Shahbaz, Vishal sir. Nice to see you after a long time. It's indeed our pleasure.